We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Happy hump day. Feliz ombliguito de la semana. My name is Edgar. Thank you for hanging out with us. If you've been struggling with adulting, It's tough out there.
Yeah, it is.
Don't worry. Chelsea's coming to the rescue. Is going to make you feel a whole lot better after you hear what happened to her last night.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning, you know?
Good morning, Tamara from social media.
Good morning.
Hit us up at 97.1 Amp Radio. Call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, Chelsea, let's do a little update on your adulting.
Yeah.
How's your expired license doing?
Have not done that yet. But I worked on it. I have the paperwork. I just have to go in. I just haven't had time to go in. But so, yeah, it's still expired.
Still expired.
Mm-hmm.
How about your taxes? Have you turned those in yet?
I did.
Hey, let me go with some progress.
I did do that.
Chelsea, get it. Chelsea's always leaving her keys everywhere, especially in Ubers, and has to pay extra for the Uber to come back to her house. But last night, what happened, Chelsea?
It wasn't entirely my fault. So basically, I went out.
First of all, that's the first sign at adulting fail. Not taking responsibility.
My intentions were good. So I went out with one of my friends and super chill night. But my purse wasn't big enough to put my keys in. So I gave them to, she had like a backpack on. So I put them in like the side pocket of her backpack.
Right.
And then when I just left her, I just forgot to get them back from her.
Where are your keys currently?
They're currently in Venice Beach at her pad.
Nice.
So.
And then what else happened last night?
So then, and I don't know how this happened. I just realized literally 20 minutes ago when I went and got coffee, I don't have my credit card. And the last time I used it was, we had like a dinner in Beverly Hills, and I used it. And then I called this morning after I found out they don't have it. I'm like, how does this happen to me? Like, you're right, Edgar. I can't be making excuses anymore. It doesn't.
You can't blame it on Mercury anymore. It's over. Mercury in retrograde.
There's a little shade left over. Mercury shade, right? It's still kind of happening. I don't know. It's really sad. I don't know what's going on right now with me.
I think you probably have a lot of things in your mind going on at the same time, or someone going around and around in your mind.
Maybe. Life is hard right now.
I like the last time we talked about your adulting fails. You're like, this is why I need a boyfriend.
Kind of.
AKA personal assistant.
Well, because for you, Edgar, like, yes. I feel like Janet keeps your life together.
She does. My wife is absolutely amazing, and I don't know how she does it because she works from home, takes care of our daughters, takes care of me. So she's pretty amazing. But I think she just writes stuff down. That's what she said is her key.
Okay.
So maybe just start writing stuff down, but don't hand off the notes to your friend in her backpack.
Oh, gosh.
All right? Deal.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
If you ever had neighbor drama, it sucks. Because it's not like you can run away from it.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you live. But what do you do to get payback? What's the best way? We just heard yesterday, Kanye West's neighbor up in Calabasas ratted him out for building his little prototype homes in his backyard. He sits on 300 acres. How is that bothering the neighbors? I don't know. Come on now. Check this out now. So there's a homeowner in Manhattan Beach by the name of Catherine Kidd. A few months ago, she got ratted out by her neighbors because she put up her house for Airbnb rent, and you're not allowed to. Mm. So because her neighbors snitched on her, they fined her with $4,000.
Wow, worth that's of a lot. Fine. I mean, that's a lot.
So what does Catherine Kidd do? She paints her house bright fuchsia pink. And she drops two huge cross-eyed emojis with their mouths zipped shut.
Yeah, snitches get stitches.
In this case, snitches get emojis.
Yes.
So her neighbors are pissed. So they went to the city council meeting and they went off on Catherine. Listen to this.
39th Street's a little micro neighborhood, and she has just turned it upside down.
It's kind of like the Mona Lisa. The eyes follow you no matter where you go.
This is not a mural. This is graffiti.
I mean, it's just, it fits every dictionary and common sense definition of graffiti.
Neighbors say the bright fuchsia paint and two huge cross-eyed emojis, one with a zippered mouth, went up in late May. Some residents complain it's turned their quiet neighborhood into a tourist attraction.
Catherine, the owner of the home, obviously says it wasn't out of retaliation. She says she just really loves emojis.
Yeah, she said she's like, I'm just trying to spread positivity in this gloomy neighborhood. I'm like, you know what? Respect. I love her.
One of her neighbors did say that this is absolutely graffiti, according to the dictionary. Mm-hmm. DJ Majestic wants to defend Catherine.
Yes.
The emoji defend. Queen.
Yeah, emoji lady. She got it right because graffiti, the dictionary definition, is a writing or drawing scribbled or sprayed illicitly on a wall in a public place. It's not a public place, and it's not illicit because it's not illegal because it's their own property.
Yeah,
take that,
Your
Honor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying. Let's go, baby. So whose side are you on this one, Chelsea?
Oh, my God. I think Catherine's amazing. I, like, want to hang out with her. I think she's brilliant for doing it. She did it in a positive way. Like, there's so many. I remember my dad didn't get along with one of our neighbors because he would leave his dog poo everywhere. He collected the dog poo and put it on their lawn, like, as, like, a, you know,
little
don't
gift.
Do this ever again.
See,
yeah.
So that was back in the day. What your dad would do now is just paint a huge poop emoji on your neighbor's house.
Yep.
Be like, how do you like that?
The Chelsea Report.
Pink's manager and crew are so lucky to be alive. Mm. I don't know if you saw this, but their plane burst into flames after landing in Denmark. A crash landing. There's actually video of it. It's crazy if you haven't seen it. Pink was not on board the aircraft, and there's no word on what caused the crash landing. Thankfully, all 10 people on the jet did escape. It was like one of those like small private planes.
Yeah.
The crew, they were apparently on their way to Pink's next tour stop for her beautiful trauma tour, which was in Horsens, this Danish city. So crazy, scary stuff, though. You hear that all the time with like small planes like that. That's why like, I feel like I'm always apprehensive. I mean, not that I have like opportunities
like,
to get on. Actually,
I don't fly private. I just go commercial.
I guess I'm thinking more of like the little planes, like if you're going to go to like Catalina Island.
Right.
Like that stuff like freaks me out. Out,
you know. Facts, man. I'm glad everybody's okay. Yes, Chels, one day.
One day.
But for right now, conveniently, you lost your credit card last night.
Thanks, Edgar, for bringing it up again. Really appreciate it. It's really, you know, a sore subject right now.
The only credit card you have. And it's so interesting because today, Chelsea and I are flying commercial. Sorry about that, Chels. We're going to a radio conference in Chicago. We'll be here tomorrow. That will be live.
So you spot me, you'll spot me, right?
I was just thinking about that. Yeah, I guess I will.
It's all part of my plan. Look. So Post Malone has an exciting message for his fans.
Guys, I have really good news for Post Malone fans in here. My third album will be coming out in September.
September, baby.
Here it comes, on its way. He also teased his new song called Circles, which has a really cool vibe to it. Here it is. Still very Post Malone, but it definitely has a different vibe to it, which I'm excited about for this next album.
That's what's so dope about Post Malone. I was talking to DJ Majestic before the show started. Mm-hmm. We're stoked about the fact that his album's coming out in September. I was like, yo, man, what do you think makes Post Malone so unique in the fact of, like, his melodies are so on point, his hooks are so on point, just musically and lyrically, he's above a lot of people right now in the game.
Yeah, definitely. And I used to watch documentaries on him that came out when he first, like, started popping with the White Iverson song.
Oh, yeah.
But it just shows how he's a true fan of his music. Like, he moved to LA with no money and nothing, and he said he realized he started taking it seriously when he needed money for beer and cigarettes. So he really started taking music seriously, and you can just see how he's a true fan of the rock, the hip hop, and all that stuff. So I feel it comes out in his music.
And he plays a bunch of instruments.
Yes, he plays the guitar.
People don't realize that either.
Yeah.
You know, I will say the first time, like, I always liked his music, but I wasn't really sold on him as an artist.
Right.
And I saw him live for the first time last year, and I was blown away. Mm. He's an incredible live performer, and he also is just so raw and vulnerable with his audience. It goes back to that whole like authentic thing. Like he talks about his anxiety, talks about the struggles he goes through, and I think that like fans relate to that, you know?
What's the name of that documentary, man?
It's called Noisy Raps by Vice Media. Just check out Post Malone on that.
Dope. Appreciate you, man. Thank
you. Cool. Good. Lots of stuff to look forward to. September. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Speaking about a lot of good stuff to look forward to, next Friday, we're taking over Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Ooh, I cannot wait.
6 p.m. to midnight. The park is shutting down just for you. We want you to crash our party. 4 tickets coming your way before 7:20 this morning.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Do you ever see yourself giving up your Netflix account? Some of you are probably like, nah, unless my ex changes their password.
Oof.
Then I kind of got to.
I hate when that happens.
It's funny now. Literally, we're talking about this off there. When you break up with somebody, there needs to be like a streaming services custody battle.
So true.
Yo, man, at least let me keep the password. But anyways, I ask you this because Disney just announced a dope streaming bundle yesterday. Would this make you leave Netflix? All right, for $12.99, the bundle is as follows. So you're going to get all the Disney content that they bring from the Disney movies to the Avengers because now they own Marvel Studios. Plus, in this bundle, they're adding Hulu.
That's huge.
And ESPN Plus.
I mean, that's massive.
For $12.99. Chels, would something like this make you leave Netflix?
Definitely not. I feel like Netflix, you know, there's Stranger Things, all the original content they create that I enjoy. I don't see myself ever giving up Netflix. I think that's great. I think that's going to be a really great bundle for families with kids. I don't see myself even making that transition. I have a Hulu account as well, but I think I don't need to pay the extra $6 just for Disney stuff.
Okay,
so
yeah. I got two kids, you know what I'm saying? And I think $12.99 a month is a lot cheaper than getting a babysitter.
So, yeah, there you go.
Facts on that. I'm all in on that. Tamara,
yeah,
our social media guru, looking at me sideways. You might leave Netflix at some point.
You know, yeah. If the price goes up a little bit more, yeah, I'm out.
Right now it's $12.99 for HD. Mm-hmm. If you want to see it like non-HD, yeah, it's like a little less or whatever it may be. What would be the breaking point for you?
$15.
That's like next year. Right. So watch out.
I'm going to log on to someone else's account. Sure.
Gotta get you a boo.
Right.
Get you a boo with an account, girl.
Guys, you heard it here first. You want your swipe rights to go up on your dating apps?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
List all the streaming services you signed up for and say you're willing to share.
So true. I'm down for that.
Yes. The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, your chance to win 4 passes to catch the show. So you think you can dance live. All you got to do is guess the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics and you win. You got to do it within 15 seconds though, all right? Don't allow the beat to sway you. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We have Stephanie from Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephanie, how confident do you feel right now going up against DJ Majestic?
Oh, man, I'm nervous. I
got to
be honest, but
don't,
I'm ready.
Don't be nervous. I think you got this.
Oh, that was nice, Majestic.
Yeah. It's mind games, Chelsea. Don't fall into it. It's all mind games right there. All right. If you don't guess it correctly, Andrew from Irvine is waiting to jack your tickets. Andrew, what do you want to say to Stephanie, bro?
Well, Stephanie, I have a sister named Stephanie, and she's a loser, so I'm just going to hope the best for you also.
What?
Just called you a loser. Oh, rude.
You said I have a sister named Stephanie, and she's a loser? I hope the same applies to you.
Oh, God.
Stephanie, please win.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, here it is. What's the name of the song? You got 15 seconds to guess it. All right, here it is. Hold on. Just base it off the lyrics, not the beat, okay? I really want her to win.
Man,
I'm still like, wowed by what Andrew said.
Okay, Edgar, come on.
I'm just, in shock,
Chels. I think she knows.
Stephanie, what's the name of this song?
Post Malone, Wow.
Yes.
That is correct.
Good job.
Yes, baby.
Edgar, trying to give freebies. Come on.
I didn't do anything.
You had no faith in her.
Of course I had faith in her. I just didn't want Andrew to win. Stephanie, congratulations. You got 4 tickets, girl.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate you listening. You're going to be at the City National Grove of Anaheim on December 5th. Tickets are on sale at AXS.com, but you got them already, all right?
The Chelsea Report.
It is officially breakup season. True story, though. Every breakup that I've ever had has either been in July or August.
Damn, Chelsea.
I was thinking about that the other day. This is, officially breakup season. I talked to my friend about it, and it's, a thing.
I think it's because during the summertime, everybody gets happy eyes.
Yeah.
And you start wondering, damn, am I missing out on anything else that could be better?
Yeah. But then it's weird because then cuffing season will come up soon and then yeah. it'll just start all over again. But falling into the breakup season trend, The Weeknd and Bella Hadid have officially called it quits again. Hearing, yeah, because they were together and then The Weeknd dated Selena Gomez and then they got back together after that. I'm hearing the reason for the breakup is distance, and also The Weeknd is really focused on his new album.
Right.
And also she's busy with modeling, but they've only been to get back together for a year now. So, but I did see a comment, a source is saying they hope to get back together at one point.
Okay.
But right now we're just focusing on themselves. But who knows? That's usually like a cop out. That's usually because they're like don't want to admit that they're saying goodbye. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But
after how many breakups do you just really, really call it quits though?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I think that's the question.
Because it comes down to like, well, we want it's worth it to make it work kind of thing. So. Camila Cabello is opening up about her next album, which by the sounds of it, seems like it's complete. She actually posted a video on Instagram the other day of her at Epic Records, her label, saying that she was previewing the album for them. So almost here. Super, super excited about that. But in a new interview with Variety, she basically talked about how when she wrote this album, she did it while falling in love. Her quote was, "Falling in love is like an infinite amount of levels and layers and angles." And then she said, "I fell in love and just opened up. Everything was written in present moment." Now, I was reading some articles that were saying like, oh my gosh, is she talking about Shawn Mendes? But then we're kind of talking about it in the studio. It's probably about Matthew Hussey,
her
guy that she dated for like a year.
Yeah, they announced their breakup in June or so, unless she wrote her album in July.
Unless,
and she was already falling in love with Shawn Mendes. And the other thing is, we don't know if she's in love with Shawn Mendes yet.
I mean,
or if it's just a summer fling.
Do you
Chels?
See the way she looks at him?
Chels, it could be a summer fling. I don't know.
I don't think so.
How awkward would it be for you if you're dating somebody and their song and their album drops and all the songs are about their ex and how in love they are with them?
That is incredibly awkward, or even more awkward for the ex. What if there's a song on there that's about how she's falling for this other guy, her best friend, while she's with him?
What if in the song there's a disclaimer and it says, "This time I was falling in love with the other one"? Just to make it clear. Either way, it's going to be an amazing album, and all of her fans, including us, win.
Yeah, definitely. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
How ironic is it that we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about right now, and Dua Lipa, New Rules just came out.
I know, she's like speaking to me. She's giving me advice right now.
Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio. Edgar and Chelsea hanging out with you. You know when you're in a new relationship, 3 to 4 months go by, and this happens. The question comes up, what are we? Are we going to be officially on, or is it over? Like, we gotta know, what is it? You've been following Chelsea's telenovela with Tinkerbell. She met him at Coachella about 4 months ago or so.
Good times.
Been a great relationship so far, but finally this week you guys had a legit conversation,
Chelsea.
Well,
you know what it was too? I realized, because I had no expectations with this relationship, which I think was a great way to go into it, but I think it was like last weekend I started realizing like I'm really getting strong feelings for this guy. Like I really care about him. We care about each other, and we have a very respectful, easygoing relationship.
And that's what happens 3 to 4 months in.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, I want more. So what was the conversation about, and what was the conclusion of it?
So bottom line, I mean, like I said, we have so much respect for each other and it's been fun. But bottom line is we're breaking up, like we're breaking things off. And it's tough. Like, I think we're both, I've never been in a situation before where everything's like really great. And we, like I said, genuinely care about each other and nothing's wrong. It's just comes down to two things, really. One, our schedules. Cause like, you know, obviously with this, the radio show, like I'm up super, I'm going to bed super early and I'm up super early. And basically when I'm done with work, he's going to work. And when he's getting off of work, I'm going to bed. You know what I mean? So our schedules are so opposite. It's almost impossible.
Weeknights are tough.
Yeah.
And is he against like hooking up during the day?
Well, he works.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean, he works, so we're both like very...
See, that's the only downside to dating a driven man that works and has
a
job.
And that's important to me. The other thing, too, is like kind of realizing that we're sort of in different places in our life. Like for me, I'm in my 30s. I'm not like searching for a husband, but like low-key, it's something I have to be considering if I want to have a family. And I think for him, like he's just way further away from that than I am. So
he's what, like 27?
Yeah, he's like 27, 28. Okay. So, yeah.
So, low key, you're looking for a hubby, But not like
not
any
really.
Urgent.
I hate saying that because I'm not that. I'm not
You're
that
open
girl.
To it.
But like, you know, I just it's we're in different places. Now.
And he's high key, not even thinking about wedding or anything like that.
No, no, no. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the question for you, right? As your big bro and as listeners are hanging out with us right now, what do you do now, right? You break up in a healthy situation. Nobody did anybody wrong. Is it a good idea or bad idea to keep him around for romantic reasons?
Mm-hmm.
Friend with benefits. In the meantime, what do you do in this situation? Hit us up on the call or text 877-971-HITS. Is it a good idea after a healthy breakup to keep somebody around as a friend with benefits? What are you going to do, Chels?
Well, Edgar, I know the right reason. I know the right response. Like, obviously, it's not a good idea. I've done it before. It's held me back from, you know, other opportunities. It's hard, though. Like, I don't know. I don't have all the answers right now.
So the answer is you're keeping them around.
We don't know. We don't know.
It depends on how the drought is going.
Oh, no.
Kay from Anaheim, good morning. You're going through this right now. Is it a good idea or bad idea to keep him around?
Okay, my first question is, how good was he in bed?
Oh my gosh, you had to ask that, didn't you? I mean, we wouldn't be having this conversation if it was bad. But
we'll leave it at that because your dad's listening.
We have really good chemistry, let's
Chelsea.
Just say that.
I mean, I kept mine around because he was so good. So
yeah.
Was that a good idea or bad idea, Kate?
I think it's a good idea. That way you get a little something and then, but you can look for the better.
But can you really, that's my thing, you know, as a big brother with Chels, it's like, if you leave any strings attached to your past relationship, those strings are going to hold you back from fully moving on. How can you separate the physical from the emotional?
Well, yeah, I've been going through that right now, but it's been for a while.
So it's made it more difficult is what you're saying though, to move on because you've kept that friends with benefits going.
Yeah. Realize you got to cut it off. Like maybe, you know, like 3 months or something, but you will have to cut it off.
Thank you for calling in. Sucks that you're kind of going through the situation right now, but at least it was a healthy breakup.
And at least we're in this together, you know? If you need a vent, DM me, girl.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Maybe you guys should trade exes.
That's weird.
That's not a weird
That's right, not. Never mind. That's not appropriate.
I don't know about that, but.
Kate's like, I don't love you that much.
Okay.
Thank you, Kay. We got Jack from Long Beach. You don't think it's a good idea to keep anybody around after a breakup? Why is that, Jack?
Man, it just always ends up bad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you got one person that's just feeling a certain way and another person that's not feeling as strong, and then y'all can't even be as good of friends after, you know? It's just all bad.
Because then it gets awkward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of a sudden, if you see something on the other person's social media account, like, you guys are broken up, so they don't owe you anything.
No,
you don't owe them anything, but if you're still kind of low-key hooking up as friends with benefits, you're going to feel a certain kind of way if you see them on the gram, on stories, hanging out with somebody else.
Exactly, and then you're getting jealous and all that, and it's just all types of bad. No go, Chief.
Chief Jack, appreciate you calling in, my man, dropping that wisdom on us this morning.
I got you, Doug.
Damn, right here. Texting in from the 562. Chelsea, you got to let him go. There's no other way to grow and become who you truly got to become if you don't let your past go.
Well,
that was deep.
That was really lovely.
Yo, that was deep.
I appreciated that.
Chelsea's like, but you don't understand how good he was at that.
No, I'm going into it. Not.
Oh, man. But. Social house, Ariana Grande, boyfriend. You'll work it out, Chelsea. You're a smart girl.
I know. I'll be fine.
Man, we've still been getting texts and calls off the air about what do you do in a situation when you break it off with somebody? Things are still overall good.
Yeah.
Like, do you keep them around as a friend with benefits and so on and so forth? And we're talking to Rose from Menifee, and I think we came about with something really cool. It was like, sometimes you miss out on bigger and better things because you choose convenience over being challenged.
Yeah.
And so whatever you're going through right now, are you choosing convenience over being challenged? You could be missing out on some awesome things. And even Richard from Montebello called in. He was giving some advice to his girlfriend that's going through something like this. It's like, hey, if somebody doesn't want to commit to you 1,000%, they don't deserve any benefits from you. So thank you guys for calling in and talking to us.
Let's be honest, serious though. By a landslide, everyone's like, just break it off. Friends with benefits are not a good idea. So.
Yeah, because Chelsea's going through that right now. So it is what it is, Chelsea. You got this, girl. You're a smart woman. All right, coming up next, what you working on?
So are Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott getting married this weekend?
Mm.
Kylie was actually caught with a possible wedding dress in her luggage.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I got details on that coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 8:50.
The Chelsea Report.
Taylor Swift's fans, Swifties, not so happy with Charli XCX.
What?
The singer recently opened up about
about Taylor's Reputation tour because she opened for her.
Okay.
And in an interview basically said, look, I'm really grateful that Taylor asked me on tour, but as an artist, it kind of felt like I was getting up on stage and waving to five-year-olds.
Whoa.
It's definitely getting, the more I'm reading into this, her comments are getting twisted around because I also know Charlie and she's like she's super cool, down to earth.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously, as you can imagine, Swifties went after her because of this comment, but she issued an apology. And basically, what she was saying is that before she went on tour with Taylor, she was opening up with shows that were 18 and up. So she was used to like an older crowd. So for Taylor's tour, she had to sort of like change the energy of it. And it was just different. And she kind of also said, look, I feel like I'm in a place in my life right now where I'm excited to not open up for someone. So it was more of just like an open, honest conversation. She wasn't trying to like offend anyone. And she loves Taylor. She looks up to Taylor so much, but definitely.
The way that they're twisting it is almost like she sounds ungrateful.
Exactly.
But she's not.
Well, right before she said that, she said, look, I am so grateful to Taylor. So just a little drama going on right now. So are Kylie, what?
Just the Swifties acting like five-year-olds right now.
Just the Swifties getting worked up. They're passionate. They're not five-year-olds. They're passionate. Yeah. So are Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott getting married this weekend? That is a big question. It's her birthday weekend. She's renting like a $250 million yacht for her and her friends.
So relatable.
Just the most relatable thing you'll ever hear of. But this is interesting. So Kylie and Travis were spotted boarding a private plane, also so relatable. And one of her assistants or whatever was holding a garment bag that looked like a wedding dress.
Ooh.
And even out the bottom, there was like this flowy, feathery, white, protruding dress. Like you could see it. So people, you know, obviously are all like, oh my gosh, they're getting married. It's happening. There's paparazzi photos. Well, don't be so sure. So apparently an inside source is saying that Kylie's actually doing this to just mess with people.
I love it. She's just trolling people.
And it makes sense because like I think the biggest clue here is that like if she had a wedding dress, she wouldn't let the bottom protrude out of a garment bag. You just don't do that.
And even furthermore, she is a billionaire at age 22.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, when she gets married and she does a destination wedding, her dress is going to have its own private plane, guys.
Probably.
Come on,
you are not
here.
Wrong about that.
Duh.
So as of right now, I think she's just kind of messing with us. But also, I mean, I feel like they will probably get married sometime soon because it's about time, right? You know?
Listen, man, she's still young, Chels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's only 22.
That's true, actually.
Take your time, Kelly. I know they have a daughter together, but, you know, it's all good.
Dude, when I was 22, the guys I was dating, I can't imagine having been ready for that. It's crazy, but still, you know. Anyways, that is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
If you're a huge Halsey fan, it's got to make you feel so happy to see her so happy in her relationship with British rock star Youngblood.
Wait, what? Do that again, Edgar?
Youngblood. He's
British
so
accent.
Cool, man. They came through here like in February. I think they had just started dating. Super dope kid. Super awesome dude. But this is how we know she's so happy and so in love.
Literally yesterday I came across this post on her Instagram because it was Youngblood's 22nd birthday. And you guys, seriously, she posted the sweetest birthday message. I was like, oh, that's so cute. Hashtag also jealous because they're like couple goals all over the place. But she basically posted a series of photos from their relationship. Like a lot of like intimate ones, them kissing, but like him like opening up a Christmas gift, you know, stuff that pictures we hadn't seen before. And I'm going to read some of the posts of what she wrote.
Do.
She said, "Darling Dom, everyone who has met you in this life for any amount of time at all will be changed forever because of it. For some in small ways that they won't even realize, for others in a life-changing wave, and every single one of them will be better from having crossed paths with you for a second.
Wow.
You leave an irrevocable shine on every soul you come in contact with. Mine is gleaming. Happy birthday. I love you." And then he wrote in the comments, "I love you too." And it's just and then he posted a photo thanking everyone for birthday wishes. And it's like him and Halsey cuddled up in like their Pokemon pajamas. They're just adorable.
That is awesome. So I do want to tell you this. The fact that Halsey had the ovaries to slide into his DM.
Oh my gosh.
Because of that, now she's in this great relationship. They didn't even know each other.
Mm-mm.
And Halsey knew of him, obviously, because of music and the music he does. And they confessed how they came together. Check this out.
She sent me a number on an Instagram DM.
Sliding into the DM.
Just a number.
I did the DM slide.
Yeah. And I was like, that's so cool. I was like,
wait, what did you say in your DM?
A number and a black heart. I'm just in the studio with my mates. I'm just like, who's just DM me a number with a black heart? And I'm like, and then it's like, what? It's like, are you sure it's like a real account? I'm like, yeah, it is.
What?
That's my favorite. We should start the Halsey challenge, which you should just send your crush your number and a black heart to see what happens.
Do you remember we tried to do this as a segment on the show, and I sent a black heart to like a couple random people. You guys each, I think you guys chose. I sent it to like MGK and I think Tyga randomly.
How'd it go?
I got no response. So I'm not as cool as Halsey. But it is a lesson that if you want something, go out and get it yourself.
Go get it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Big shout out to Khalid. Planning on doing a benefit concert for all the victims affected by the mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. That's his adopted hometown, man. Traveled around all kinds of places. He comes from a military family, but he said, man, around high school when he got to El Paso, that's when he felt like this is home.
And that's when he wrote his album, his debut album that obviously made him as big as he is today, was in high school.
Big shout out to him, man. Beautiful heart. He's always showing it. So appreciate you, Khalid. All right, family, right about now, we're hooking you up with a 4-pack of tickets for you can go see this amazing game. Argentina versus Chile, both of the men's national soccer team, are going to be throwing down at the LA Coliseum September 5th. Tickets are now available at Ticketmaster.com or just be caller 9 and we'll hook you up. 877-971-HITS. Good luck. We've been having a lot of fun with the hashtag number neighbor challenge. If you haven't heard about this, it's basically you text your phone number neighbor, somebody that has the exact same phone number that you do, but one digit up or one digit down, right? So we all tried it in studio. Some of you are sharing your stories on our gram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Chelsea finally got a response from her number neighbor, but we had to call her.
Yeah, I'm not having fun with this really because I feel just rejected because I've tried to reach out to both of mine and finally we got a hold of one, but she just wasn't really receptive to my friendliness.
She wasn't trying to be your neighbor. Sad. She's like, I'm changing my phone number after you called me, you creep. IcyBlue32 on our Instagram wrote, this wasn't that fun for me. My phone number neighbor is my mom and my dad.
Oh, that's funny.
Up on the family plan.
I like that.
Tamara, though, you finally got a response. Our social media guru, Tamara, got a response from her phone number neighbor.
And I just want to say, going into this, Tam's like, ooh, maybe I'll find a boo. Maybe this is my love story, my number neighbor. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's him.
Let's just say it was a little aggressive.
Okay.
So my number neighbor reached out to me yesterday and he was like, oh, what's your name? So I was like, oh, my name's Tamara. What's yours? And he was like, I like to smash my neighbors. Right out the gate.
I mean, that's a pickup line right there. You know? That's what you asked for.
How romantic. Like, at least he's honest and straight to the point. Not like most guys, right?
Yeah. And then I was like, I just laughed. And I was like, no, seriously, like, what's your name? And he's like, just call me daddy.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, puppy.
Oh, God.
Yes, your thing is coming up next. Taking over your radio, hooking you up with more tickets for our Six Flags takeover. All right, hang tight.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.